USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
An investigation is continuing into Thursday's cell phone outages that affected many AT&T customers across the country. The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies are looking into the cause to see if it was a cyber attack or just technical difficulties. This, as National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says, there's no credible reason to believe it was an intentional attack.
We're going to look at this really hard. We're going to work with industry to see what we can find out. But right now, we're being told that AT&T has no reason to think that this was a cybersecurity incident.
President Biden is reportedly considering an executive order to try and help restrict the number of illegal immigrants crossing across the southern border into the United States. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News he believes the president needs to drastically change his administration's policies regarding the border, emphasizing Americans are at risk nationwide.
It's very scary when you think that we're releasing people into the United States that have gang affiliations because President Biden said, if you want to flee, come, we'll accept you, when in reality, the vast majority of the people that we apprehend do not have legitimate asylum claims, and that's proven down the line.
The Northeast is expected to get hit with another storm that will bring rain and possible snow. Forecasters saying the system that's moving across the Midwest on Thursday will move eastward, bringing a chance of rain to mostly New England, but parts of upstate New York could see snow. Motocross star J.O. Archer is dead after crashing during trick practice in Australia. The action sports group Nitro Circus posting about his death on Instagram, writing that he was the epitome of passion, hard work, and determination. Archer lost control of his bike while recreating the famous upside-down move during drills. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Biden speaking to the press after meeting with family members of Alexei Navalny, opposition leader of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny recently died while jailed in Russia. The president commenting on his meeting with Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalny.
One thing that was made clear to me is that Yolanda is going to, she's going to continue the fight he had underway. We're not letting up.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is urging former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley to drop out of the GOP presidential primary. He spoke after casting his ballot in South Carolina's Republican primary.
Between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is Nikki Haley. And so getting out of the way is incredibly important, not for the party, but for America's future.
A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a high school that was accused of violating the Crown Act, legislation that bans hair discrimination based on race, after Daryl George was told that he was in violation of his school's dress code due to the length of his dreadlocks in his hair. State Chair of the Texas Coalition of Black Democrats, Dr. Candace Matthews, comments on the decision.
We are highly disappointed on the decision that was made. Daryl will have to continue to be in school suspension until the federal case kicks in.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.